Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf
right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And good morning, and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular co-host, Bob Ike, in just a second. We've got a 9-race card at Santa Anita today. First post time will be the usual 1 o'clock. The feature race at Santa Anita will be the 9th and final on the card, and that's the mile and a half, and that's always fun to do, the mile and a half Santa Barbara Stakes and field of 7 in there. And we'll talk about Santa Anita in just a second, but we had a lot going on last week, including the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. To talk about the Derby, the fallout from the Derby, and what's going to happen next week in the Preakness Stakes, let's bring in our regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. And Bob, we were both in Las Vegas last week for all the Derby doings, and it's great to see the enthusiasm out there, and the Derby still brings everybody out to come out and watch.
It was a great race, John. The 150th Derby certainly lived up to the hype. It was the first three-horse photo for Wynn like that since 1947 with Mystic Dan, Sierra Leone, and Forever Young basically hitting the wire together. It had record-breaking handle out in Vegas where we were, record-breaking crowd and handle. So racing is definitely alive and well when you present a card like that with full fields, betting opportunities, the history of the Derby. And, John, it was just a great race. And you know, I know we're going to get into the bumping match down the stretch, but let's give credit to the winner, first of all, Mystic Dan, who he got a great trip. He sat right behind the leaders on the rail. He got a great ride from Brian Hernandez. He found room and squeezed through when he needed to at the top of the stretch. But I really thought he was the third best horse in the race when you consider the trips of the other two. I thought by far and away the horse that ran the best race was Forever Young, the horse from Japan. We didn't know what to make of him coming off the UAE Derby, but he was undefeated going into the Derby. If you watch his race carefully, he hops in the air at the start and lost a few lengths. He got that kick back into the first turn and took up, I thought, and lost another couple lengths. He raced extremely wide into the stretch. He was involved with some bumper cars down the lane with Sierra Leone. I thought his jockey looked completely out of sync the entire race down the stretch, and yet he was beaten two noses. So just an unbelievable race by him. And then Sierra Leone had a little bit of trouble on the far turn, raced extremely wide in the stretch, and then like in the Bluegrass, we saw him lug in badly multiple times. I thought he probably bumped Forever Young about four times down the lane. Tyler Gaffleone was doing all he could to keep that horse off of from laying in, but that's a habit and a bad habit that he has, and you know, ultimately that cost him the race as well. So the top three ran huge, and it was a very exciting race, that's for sure.
Well, and one horse you didn't mention that we have to, the favorite in the race was Fierceness. And, you know, this is a horse that's been an in-and-outer throughout his career so far. And down the backstretch when he was sitting out three wide in the clear, I saw jockey Johnny Velasquez take a look back at the half-mile pole like he might have some horse. But when it came down to crunch time, he emptied out again around the far turn.
Yeah, we've seen that pattern. You're right, John. A brilliant race followed up by a clunker. The brilliant race was in the Florida Derby. This time out, we were all kind of watching the start, I think, because that to me was the key. If he broke sharp and cleared off right away, he was going to win the race, I thought. But he took a little bit of a stutter step at the start, was pressing three and four wide, didn't get, you know, he was comfortable and in the clear at that point, did not clear the field, but he got a pretty good trip. And then when the real running began, he was empty. So he was kind of the all-or-nothing horse for me. I thought either he would get out and win the race and show his brilliance, or he would fade and get nothing, and that's what he did. Finishing 15th as the favorite, Todd Pletcher continues really a dismal record of only two for like 65 or 67 in the Kentucky Derby. So just it's not been a race that he has had a lot of success in, and Fierceness was very disappointing, to be honest.
Well, in a race where Mystic Dan wins by a nose, you have to give all the credit in the world to trainer jockey Brian Hernandez. Saved every inch of ground. He slipped through Track Phantom in a hole that really wasn't there, and he gets up by a nose. But let's talk about the second and third place finishers, Sierra Leone and Forever Young. And you're right, Bob. These two horses got together and were leaning on each other throughout the stretch. You know, in this day and age where all the owners and trainers are subject to all of these, just a ton of perception rules and rules that are made to protect the public and the horses and the jockeys, you've got a case here where nobody really was looking out for the bettors. This is a race where there was $26 million bet in the exacta pools. And that nose between Sierra Leone and Forever Young decided a lot of exacta bets. It's a race where the difference between second place is $1 million and third is $500,000. So there's a $500,000 difference to the ownership. And you would think, at the very least, that Churchill Downs and their stewards would at least take a look at what was obvious to the public coming down the stretch. It doesn't mean they had to make a disqualification, but shouldn't they at least light the lamp, put up the inquiry sign, and tell the public, hey, we saw it too, we're going to take a look and make a decision?
Absolutely, John. They dropped the ball on this. You have to put up the inquiry. Like you said, whether you make a change or not, show the people that you're looking at it. They did take quite a while before they made the race official. Their case is, well, we were looking at it internally, but you have to post the inquiry. And, John, the more I look at that stretch drive, the day of the race, I was like, well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that warranted a change. I watched that head-on again this morning. Sierra Leone came in four times and made contact with Forever Young. That warranted a disqualification. A nose, John, is not a big distance. And when you're bumped consistently down the lane with a horse laying in on you, I think there should have been a change. Tyler Gaffleone, with the no change made by the stewards, they called him in, and they fined him $2,500. Now, I thought Tyler Gaffleone did everything in his power to keep that horse from lugging in. He was pulling on the right rein. He was using the left-hand whip. And then there's that picture out there that's got a lot of play on social media where his left arm is extended into Forever Young. It looks to me, and I think a lot of people would agree, his whip got tangled up in the reins with Forever Young. That's why his arm was out there. I don't think it was anything nefarious. I think he was doing everything in his power. So they make no change. They put up no inquiry sign, and then they fine Tyler Gaffleone $2,500. I don't get it, John. I think they missed on all three counts.
Over three. I kind of agree with you there, and we'll see what happens going forward. But, I don't think Tyler Gaffleone did anything wrong. He did an amazing job just staying on the horse, considering in tight quarters and off balance, pulling on one side, laying on the other side. Unbelievable ride, and it was a terrific Derby, and we'll see where we go from here. And let's update what we have for next Saturday's Preakness as of now. And there was some good news this morning as far as confirmations of horses going into the race. And why don't you give the update to our listeners, Bob?
Right. Well, first of all, Kenny McPeak, the trainer of Mystic Dan, had not committed to going to the Preakness. You know, it used to be, John, you won the Derby and it was automatic. I remember when Eddie Gregson didn't go with Gato del Sol, and they put a goat in the Derby winner's stall at Pimlico. It was just a known fact that, you know, given the horse being healthy, the Derby winner was going to go. The last few years, these trainers have sat on the fence a little more. There's one guy who doesn't sit on the fence when he wins the Derby. His name's Bob Baffert, and he's come back and won the Preakness five times after winning the Derby. I, in my mind, John, think he might be the only trainer in the country that can get a horse to come back in 2 weeks with a peak performance like they show in the Derby and come back with that same kind of effort in the Preakness. Take nothing away from Kenny McPeak. He's done a great job with that horse. But the fact that they were sitting on the fence for this long and now, you know, they're going to run in the Preakness, come back in 14 days, I don't know if this horse will put up the same kind of performance that he did in Kentucky. Let's not forget, Muth beat him six lengths in the Arkansas Derby, and Muth is lying in wait. There's no race, I think, in the world that Bob Baffert would rather win right now, given his situation, than the Preakness Stakes. It looks like a field of 10 probables. The Derby winner's coming back. Baffert has Muth and Imagination fresh and ready to go. And in my mind, John, a week out, and things can change, in my mind, Muth is an absolute slam dunk to win the Preakness. I think he's a better horse than Imagination, his stablemate. I think he's coming into the race great. And like I said, he did defeat the Derby winner by six lengths the last time they got together.
Well, the only other two Derby participants that look like they're going to enter on Monday for the Preakness will be Just Steel for trainer D. Wayne Lucas and possibly Catching Freedom for trainer Brad Cox. Some of the other horses that you'll see in there. Today, Tuscan Gold was scratched from the Peter Pan at Belmont at Aqueduct. He is scheduled to run in the Preakness. We'll also see Mugatu, who did not draw into the Derby on Derby Day. He is scheduled to go. Copper Tax for Gary Capuano. So it looks like a field of about 10 right now. Uncle Heavy for Robert Reed would be the other horse. So a field of 10 possible right now for the Preakness, which will be drawn on Monday. So we'll see where we go from there. As far as today, Bob, you know, a lot going on today. We've got a 9-race card at Santa Anita. One of the bets we want to mention, too, you know, this coast-to-coast pick five continues, even though we're done with the champions meet at Gulfstream Park. The sequence starts with Gulfstream Park, 8th race today, then Santa Anita the 3rd, Gulfstream Park the 9th, Gulfstream Park the 10th, and Santa Anita the 7th. Last Sunday, the $1 coast-to-coast pick five paid over $110,000. There was a single winning ticket, and that ticket was purchased for $1. So there are still some scores to be had out there, and I know you were looking around, and for your radio play today, you wanted to look at a coast-to-coast race, but you wanted to go down to Florida.
Yeah, I am going to go to Florida. I did not make selections at Santa Anita this weekend due to the short field size, so I'm going to pass on putting out my selection sheet this weekend. But I will be involved in the coast-to-coast. It involves two Santa Anita races today, three from Gulfstream. And like you said, John, the first leg is the 8th race at Gulfstream, goes at 1:49 Pacific time. There are four scratches in the race. And today's features down there at Gulfstream, and I know Toby will talk about these, but they're the two-year-old sprint races going 5 furlongs on the turf. And both races, the winner gets a berth to go to Royal Ascot. The first leg is going to be my radio play, race 8. There are four scratches in the race. It brings it down to a field of 8. One of the speed horses did scratch. That's the 7, the Queen's MG. Might hurt my radio play a little bit, but I'm going to try a price in here, number 8, Bois Blanc. And, John, you might remember me talking about a friend of mine named Mitch Ross, who works for ADP. We've promoted him on the show before and helps me do some payroll for my business. And Mitch Ross is a part owner of Bois Blanc, and I thought this was some good karma today. Not only do I like the horse on handicapping and the morning line price of 12-1, but a friend of mine running a horse, he ran this filly ran a very good second debuting at Keeneland behind a nice Wesley Ward winner named Saturday Flirt. She's not blazingly quick early, can make up some ground, so I was hoping for a speed duel. They take some of the speed out of there, but I'm still going to go with number 8, Bois Blanc. The price will come down from 12-1. I think she'll turn in a very solid effort. Exacta Contenders and the other two I'll use on my coast-to-coast ticket are number 9, Perfect Chances for Wesley Ward. Very fast early, going to be the one to catch. And number 12, Unchained Elaine, who ran a good second debuting on the dirt at Gulfstream behind a runaway winner named Mensa, and this one was well clear of the third. So three deep in the coast-to-coast, keying around number 8, Bois Blanc, who's going to be a nice price in here. That's the 8th race at Gulfstream. And, John, I know you're putting out your Lindo report today. That's always available for free at the South Point. And I know you guys just absolutely crushed it at the South Point on Derby weekend, John. They were standing room only there. So where are you going to go for your radio play?
For my radio play, I'm going to go right to the opener at Santa Anita. Again, a 1 o'clock first post time. I like number 4, Handsome Red, coming off a troubled sprint debut at Santa Anita, going 6 furlongs. He has the look of a router, missed the break, came running on, galloped out very well. He's going to go better around 2 turns and better with the experience. There's some older horses in here that have the look of professional maidens. I'm hoping Handsome Red jumps up enough to get the job done. At 5-1 on the morning line, that's a fair price to try it. Number 4, Handsome Red, race number 1 at Santa Anita. And you can talk about the South Point. If you want to get out there with whatever going on for the Preakness and Belmont Stakes, you can give Steve Johnson a call at 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. Bob, let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an important program back at Del Mar with the Racing Secretary David Jerkins, and we'll also talk to Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Fans, come out this weekend for some great racing and fantastic entertainment at Santa Anita Park. Stakes races this weekend include the Santa Barbara Stakes on Saturday and the Lazaro Barrera Stakes on Sunday. Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Of course, our infield is also going to be open for the whole family with pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. You can go to santanita.com for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Hey, do we have David Jerkins? And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we bring in our next guest, Mr. David Jerkins, wanted to get our cowbred of the week.
Yeah, the cowbred of the week was named Old Pal, and he was a Snow Chief Stakes winner before returning from an 11-month layoff. He was still eligible for that first open allowance condition and won that condition in Sunday's finale. Old Pal is by Grayson out of the English Channel mare Athena C. Was bred by Ken Miles and Sheridan Jones, is owned by Blinkers On Racing Stable, and is trained by Mark Glatt. Old Pal earned $42,900 for the win, including $9,900 from the Cowbred Owners Incentive Fund, to bring his career earnings to over $193,000 with three wins from five lifetime starts. And John Old Pal might be making his next start in the $100,000 Crystal Water Stakes for Cowbreds on May 25th.
That's our cowbred of the week, Old Pal, and nice horse that might be getting better. So I look forward to seeing him in the Crystal Water, Bob. You know, one piece of news that might have got overlooked last week because of all the Derby noise was that an important piece for California racing, and that's the Ship and Win program at Del Mar in an effort to bring more horses out to California. And not only benefits Del Mar, but it benefits Santa Anita. And to talk about that program, which was okayed last week, let's bring in David Jerkins, the racing secretary from Del Mar. David, good morning. Welcome to Thoroughbred LA.
Thank you.
Dave, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Ship and Win program. First of all, why don't you give the listeners and the owners out there a brief set of the rules to bring a horse in that is eligible for the Del Mar Ship and Win?
Right. Well, the program's been a key component to our success the last couple of years. The results from last year, we basically had about 184 horses qualify, which accounted for almost 300 starts. So when you factor that into, you know, our daily program, it's obviously very vital. The way it works is any horse that has started outside of California for a year is eligible. There's a tie-in where a particular horse, if they come out early, they could start at Santa Anita, actually twice in May and June. They would receive $4,000 for that first start. And then they are running for purse bonuses at Del Mar of 40% in every start. And as you know, John, you know, for an eight-week meet, it becomes lucrative where certain owners or trainers can identify where their horse fits. Maybe the first start, you know, they determine that the horse maybe needs a different type of race. Wherever they find a race, they're eligible for that 40% purse bonus.
Well, that's huge, and it makes you could see the difference. You talk about 300 starts in the course of the summer. I mean, that's two or three full cards of racing just from the Ship and Win horses. So an important part of building it. And one of the other things about that, if you bring the horses out early, if you get them out here now, you still got time to get a start or two in at Santa Anita, and you're still eligible for Del Mar, correct?
Exactly, and I think that's, in conjunction with Santa Anita, that's the goal. You know, get horses out here. As you know, it's challenging all over the country to fill races, let's be honest. And this program has proven that we get horses to California, and, you know, over 60% of them stay on the circuit. So it's a big plus for all of us.
Bob Ike, what do you have for David Jerkins?
Yeah, good morning, David. Those are great numbers when you think about 300 extra starts at the meet. But talk about also the maiden bonus for dirt racing.
Right. We're just giving away incentives here this summer. As I mentioned, it's difficult filling races, especially on the dirt. You guys look at races all across the country. We run about 40 maiden dirt races a summer. So what we did, and this will be the third year, we started a maiden dirt bonus program where it gives a 20% purse bonus in all maiden dirt races, two-year-olds, older, cowbred. And this way it enhances the field size just to give that extra incentive. So, for example, this summer, a maiden race for 90,000 we feel is pretty lucrative on the dirt. There are stipulations that the trainer must have fewer than 85 horses, which, you know, qualifies most individuals. But again, it's just another incentive to try to lure horses to California.
Well, David, as far as any other questions that our owners or trainers or horsemen have about coming out to California with the Ship and Win horse, how do they reach you, or who do they get in contact with about the program?
I think the best way is through email. At david@dmtc.com, or they could call 858-792-4230. Again, looking forward to getting started July 20th. It'll be here before we know it.
Well, David, thanks for coming on and updating the program for us. I hope it continues to work the way it has. And I tell you, now you get those purses up around 90,000 for the dirt maiden races. Now we're talking competitive with some of those programs back east. So way to go on that, and let's hope the phone and the email starts ringing, and you get a lot of emails today asking questions.
Right. Well, like you mentioned, it's challenging. Obviously, many circuits around the country have additional purse subsidies that we don't have in California, but, you know, with the venue that we have and the type of racing that we have, as long as we're within arm's length, you know, it's definitely appealing to come out to Del Mar this summer.
I agree 100%, David. Best of luck, and we'll be in contact as this program goes along.
Thanks a lot.
That was David Jerkins, the racing secretary from Del Mar. Let's get back to racing and bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, guys?
Doing great. We wanted you to take a look, first of all, before we get some selections for the radio. The feature today at Santa Anita is the Santa Barbara Stakes. Goes as the ninth and final on the card, 1.5 miles on the grass. I have trouble with these marathons, so I'm looking for some help. How do you see the Santa Barbara?
Yeah, not exactly the most exciting group we've ever seen put together. This has now become, in the last couple of years, not used to be a graded stake, if I'm not mistaken. It's not graded anymore. But, you know, the distance is really the separator in this race. And, you know, the favorites look right. Duvet Day, the six, I give the slight edge to because she really perks up, guys, at this mile-and-a-half distance. She was beaten the neck in this race last year. She won the Asker Stakes in January of 23. She gets away from Linda's Gift, who is a cut better than these when she ran her against her twice this winter. This is an easier group, and I think she's going to really appreciate the mile and a half. Musical Rhapsody, the other one, had a perfect trip beating an allowance field. She certainly is decent enough at a mile and a half also. I think she's going to get a little overbet, though. If you're looking for maybe a price potential runner, Vincero Grande's races at 1.25 miles, she keeps on chugging. She doesn't give out in those 1.25 mile races. She strikes me as a horse that actually could go better at this 1.5 mile distance. She doesn't have a whole lot of class, but this isn't all that tough a field. So if you're looking for value, that's the horse to throw. And officially, I would make the race 6, Duvet Day, the 2, Vincero Grande, and the 7, Musical Rhapsody.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Bruce Finkelstein?
Well, Bruce, good morning. We've got the Coast to Coast, or I'm sorry, we've got the Golden Hour bets back in action, Santa Anita and Santa and Golden Gate. So give us your first play, and you usually go up north for that one.
Yeah, let's go. You know, I think that some of the better races, Bob and John, are maybe in the middle section of the card. We kind of threw an extra race in today at Golden Gate. I did 5 races, a late pick 3, but I like a rolling double in the middle of the card, too. Let's go to that fourth race, a $20,000 filly race, and let's go with the number 6 horse for Ron Charles Tessa. I thought her race for $20,000, like today, was good enough to beat this field. She got involved in a duel with a 30-to-1 shot by the name of Never Sway, or Elegant Sway, I believe it is. I think that cost her. I think maybe the rider got a little overzealous, went after that 30-to-1 shot. And the winner of that race, Revelation, was legit. She came back and won at Santa Anita. After that race, you see that Tessa didn't run as well in an allowance level. She's back in for 20. I think if Santiago Rivera can just sit chilly here right behind the four-horse Iconic Sky, she's a cut better than these. So in race 4, let's go with the 6. Tessa was set at 4-to-1 on the morning line.
That's Tessa, 4-to-1 on the morning line, 4th race today at Golden Gate. And, Bruce, where do you want to go at Santa Anita? Before you do that, real quick, you did give us the exacta box last week, Program Trading and Naval Power at Churchill Downs in the Turf Classic. That was $39.50 for $2. So find us another play today at Santa Anita.
Let's go to the 6th race. You know, you were just talking to David Jerkins about the ship and win, and maybe there's a ship and win angle, guys, in this 6th race. This is one of these odd races, these maiden claimers. It's kind of a hybrid race between a straight maiden and an expensive maiden claimer. I won't go into the details, but it's a cut below straight maidens. And really, the ones, I mean, let's face it, the horses that have been running locally here don't show a whole lot. This is kind of a thin field. The 6th horse, Kobe W., is running for the Ship and Win today for an owner that I believe resides in Southern California. And this horse ran at Indiana Grand, Horseshoe Indianapolis. It's not a bad meet over there. There's some quality horses. It's not quite Santa Anita level, but the horse that she ran 5th off almost an 8-month layoff sprinting. Tell you how good these horses are. Linzer, the winner, a Michael Stidham Godolphin horse, won the race. You also had another Doug O'Neill horse in there that ran third for Calumet. So these were some quality connections. Kobe W. got something out of the race, at least. He finished fifth in that fast race. He galloped out well beyond the wire. Now he ships to Southern California, and it's a dirt race, so he has the ship and win possibility here. Faces an easy field here, second off the bench. He's worked well since that race over at Santa Anita. He couldn't have handpicked an easier race here. So in race six, I like the six, Kobe W., listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
That's Kobe W., 4-1 on the morning line, number six on the program, race six at Santa Anita. Bruce, everything can be added. What do you have at betonbruce.com? And then we got to hit the break.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita, late races, Churchill. We have best bets at Santa Anita and at Golden Gate, all at betonbruce.com.
Thanks, Bruce. Talk to you next Saturday.
Take care.
Let's go ahead and take that break. We're late here. Let's get back to when we come back, we'll have John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and we'll go down to South Florida and talk to Toby Kellett. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
That ain't the way to have fun. No.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus, trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
But the
And welcome to Thoroughbred LA. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. Let's bring in our next guest, and that is John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And, John, the one question I have for you, we know that Mystic Dan won the Derby, but from the Rags and Sheets standpoint, who ran the fastest race in the Derby?
The Chad Brown horse. He ran a 6. The winner, Mystic Dan, ran a 9. Sierra Leone ran a 6, and Forever Young ran a 7. So the horses that ran second and third actually ran faster than the winner.
I thought those numbers would come up like that, but that's a pretty big difference, and we'll have to see if that plays out down the line when they hook up again. As far as today, what do we have as far as conditions? I know there was some bad weather in New York. What are we looking at Aqueduct today? Are we okay now?
Today's a beautiful day. They took the 11th race off the turf. The rest of the races remain on the grass.
Okay, and as far as the features, there are 4 stakes races today, but the one with 3-year-old implications is the Peter Pan. There were a couple of late scratches in there. We know that the horse of Chad Brown's Tucson Gold will go in the Preakness, so a field of 6 in there, but still some good horses in here. How do you see the Peter Pan?
Yeah, Lonesome Boy is also out. That horse will be running at Monmouth today on the turf. The number 3 horse, the Wine Steward, certainly the horse to beat. 5 career starts. He's done nothing wrong. You know, he's won at the distance in the past. Louis Sayers for Mike Maker. The race goes through number 3, the Wine Steward.
Bob Ike, what do you have for John Hardoon?
Yeah, John, good morning. I know you're doing 4 tracks today, so why don't you give us your first radio play?
Actually, we're only doing 3, Bob. We're doing Belmont, Churchill, and Santa Anita selections. So first of our 2 radio plays comes in the 5th race today at Aqueduct. 6 furlong sprinting on the grass, and I like the number 1 horse in here, Borletti. 4-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutch run, Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. Full field of 10 with the late scratch of the 2. This horse has got a great trip in here, breaking from the inside, 7-2. This is a pick 5, pick 6 single in today's 5th race out of Aqueduct.
So that's the 5th race, number 1, Borletti, 7-2 on the program at Aqueduct for John Hardoon. And John, where do you want to go? You want to come out west to Santa Anita, or you going to go down to Churchill Downs?
We're going to go to Churchill, look at the 7th race today, a 1.16 on the turf, another full field there, and I love the number 2 horse, Funny Flame. 3-year-old colt makes his first start for trainer Brett Calhoun. Last race on the grass at Fairgrounds, very, very good. Jamie Torres aboard to ride, 8-1 in the morning line. I like number 2, Funny Flame, to upset and win today's 7th race out of Churchill Downs.
That's the 7th race at Churchill. Number 2, Funny Flame, 8-1 on the program for John Hardoon. John, what do you have at johnhardoon.com?
Today we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Santa Anita selection.
Sounds good, John, and we'll spend a little bit more time together next Saturday, but best of luck today, and let's cash some tickets.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, let's bring in our next guest, and that is from South Florida, Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. And, Toby, there are a couple of stakes races for 2-year-olds today. Basically, you're getting a lot of maidens in there. These are the Royal Palm, the Colt and Filly divisions, and these races are prep races for the races at Royal Ascot, and we saw last year George Weaver sent out a horse that won one of these races at Gulfstream to win the Queen Mary at Royal Ascot. So I guess it is a legitimate prep to get to England.
George Weaver actually won both of them last year. Both the Colt and Filly divisions were won by George Weaver trainees. He won the Juvenile Fillies with no-name Mets, and he won the Colts with Crimson Advocate. So he is a factor. Must be dealt with. He's got 2 in the 8th race today, not to knock Bob's picks, but I would take a very close look at them. Mark Cassie has a couple in there. They might be worth a look as well. And then you go to the Colt division in the last race. Mark Cassie has 3 in there that should not be, none of those should be overlooked. And George Weaver has the 10 horse, and he does represent similar connections with his 2 winners from last year. So, those are the people to pay attention to, and I know both of those races are part of the Bob Ike ATM machine, the Costa Pacific side.
Absolutely, and there's an important scratch in that 10th and final today. The morning line favorite number 8, Raise the Bar, from the Wesley Ward stable, will not go. So there's a field of 11 in there, and I think it's all maidens after that scratch. Good news for Toby. Most of the races today are either dirt or turf at Gulfstream Park. So conditions for racing today, Toby?
Conditions are great, fast and firm, and I am disappointed about the scratch in the last. That was my first throw-out in the race, the morning line favorite. Leslie Ward always absorbs lots of money, and most of the time anymore down here, he doesn't deliver. So I'm disappointed that he's gone. But you've got races 8, 9, and 10 are part of that the Bob Ike ATM machine. He's taken the 8th. I think there's a single in the 9th race for you with the 3 Cape Trafalgar. I think he's in the right spot. He's got four good works since his last. Should be a great, should land a great trip and get the money. The one awesome strong is scratched in there, so it is only a 6-horse field. But behind the 3 Kip Trafalgar, we're looking at the 4 Big Martini, the 7 Toxic Gray, and the 5 Louis Sima. 3, 4, 7, 5. We're going to get live for Bob Ike's ATM machine in today's night.
So that's the 9th race at Gulfstream Park for Toby. Number 3, Cape Trafalgar. 2-1 on the program. The 3 over the 4, 5, and 7 for all the exotics. Toby, what do you have available at TobyCallett.com?
It's all Gulfstream all the time. Maybe next week, because I know you're pressed for time. Maybe next week we could talk about the maximum security disqualification that the Churchill Downs stewards didn't bother to do anything until Bill Mott told Flavian Pratt, hey, claim foul, see what happens. You know the rest of that story.
Yeah, they kind of have a let-them-play rule, I guess, in the Kentucky Derby, but rules they are changing as we see the races nowadays. So, yeah, we'll hit that next week, Toby. Sounds good. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, John. Bye, Bob.
Hey, Bob, before we go to our break, I just want to mention that our satellite facilities are open and ready to take wagers. If you're near San Clemente, you can go to the OC Tavern, and your stomping grounds up there at Fairplex Park. Tell us about the Derby Room.
Yeah, get up to the Derby Room, and I want to also thank Toby. He covered those 3 races very nicely for our coast-to-coast, and let's hope we can turn that into an ATM machine today. Yeah, if you can't be at Santa Anita or live racing, get up to the Derby Room at Fairplex. Brandon is there, and along with Monica, they do a fantastic job running that place. Food and beverage menu is outstanding. Audio-visual presentation, outstanding. That is the Derby Room out at Fairplex.
One other note, if you are playing from home today and you're looking for an ADW company, you might try DK Horse. You can go to the DK Horse app. When you sign up there, you can get a $250 100% bonus. You deposit $250, you'll get a 100% bonus of $250. When you do it through the DK Horse app, use the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA and get started with DK Horse. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll go down and talk to Scott Shapiro. He'll give us a selection at Churchill Downs, and obviously we'll wrap it up with Michael Rona. Some big racing tonight under the lights at Los Al. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come out this weekend for some great racing and fantastic entertainment at Santa Anita Park. Stakes races this weekend include the Santa Barbara Stakes on Saturday and the Lazaro Barrera Stakes on Sunday. Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Of course, our infield is also going to be open for the whole family with pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. You can go to santaanita.com for all the details. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a special place for mom, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. A reminder, Santa Anita, first post time today, 1 o'clock. And let's bring in our next guest. We're going to talk about some other racing down at Churchill Downs with Scott Shapiro. And Scott, a good card today at Churchill Downs. But before we get into the race, we're going to talk about the Mamzelle Stakes. I saw you did some work for ExpressBet on, and you posted the information on Twitter. Let's get your Twitter or X handle out there so people can follow you.
Yeah, John, good to talk to you. And my Twitter is at ScottShap34. I don't know if I'll ever get over to calling it X. Maybe they'll make me at some point. But, yeah, follow me on there. It's a good. There's a good promotion at First Bet today with that late pick five. Belmont hit it and split it. It might be one of the tweets that you're talking about.
Sounds good. Then let's go ahead and talk about that Mamzelle Stakes. There are a number of late scratches, but there was 18 horses to begin with, so we still have a big field in there. It's a good gambling race, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. How do you see the Mamzelle, the 10th race at Churchill?
Yeah, fun race. It came up very, very strong. Nicest Pius, the one to beat. That's the two horse now drawing the rail with the scratch of the one. Let them watch. Got to see a lot of this filly at Turfway, and she won all four of the races there, including two stakes. If you're looking to find reasons to try to beat her, well, those were all over the all-weather, and those were all an outside-type trip. Now she'll draw inside, so would expect her to have to kind of drop to the back. She doesn't have a lot of speed and make a run. The other likely favorite is number 12, I'm About to Go. And this one's the opposite. This one has a ton of speed, ran them off their feet in both of the first two starts for Wesley Ward and E5 Racing. If she makes a loose lead, she could be tough, but there's a lot of ways to go in here. I'm going to give a long shot out as a possible play at number 3, Big Trouble, who has run two good races on the turf down at Fairground for a barn that doesn't really have the runner's crank at first, asking in Greg Foley. The second race was an easy win. The first one at 10-1 was a good second. And then caught the slop last time in the limestone. You get Brian Hernandez Jr., who's obviously riding very confidently right now. This horse is 20-1. So Big Trouble to me is the value in a wide open race.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Shapper?
Hey, Shapper, we're short on time here, but it's a good 11-race card at Churchill's. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Sounds good, Anchor. Yeah, let's go to race 7. It kicks off the late pick 5. It's a first-level allowance for 3-year-olds. Traveled a mile and a 16th over that same turf course. And I think the pace is going to be honest. I like the 4-horse in here, Tiffera. Second off the layoff for Brandon Walsh and Tyler Gaffney. Got out of the gate slow, but finished well. to finish third on February 10th at Gulfstream, and the runner-up came back to win on the Derby undercard. So we'll go number four, Tifera, 6-1 in race seven at Churchill.
Seventh race at Churchill Downs. That's number four, Tifera, 6-1 in the program for Scott. Scott, we'll let you get going, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Good luck today, guys.
That was Scott Shapiro. And Bob, let's bring in our final guest, as usual, Mr. Michael Rona. And, Michael, we talked about the attendance at the Derby seminars and viewing parties out in Las Vegas. I understand the numbers were good as far as people coming out and watching at Los Alamitos as well.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, John. The overall attendance at Los Al last Saturday was up 10%. It was up 20% in the Vessels Club. So plenty of people came out to enjoy the Derby festivities at Los Alamitos. And we had a particularly big night handle-wise last Sunday night with a season-high $1.8 million total handle and a meet record early pick four pool of $213,000. So business is bright under the lights in Orange County.
Excellent news. And you've got a good race tonight and a big race tomorrow night. First of all, the Dillingham Handicap tonight at Los Al.
Yes, 400 yards for three-year-olds, last of nine on tonight's program. And it's a rematch of the Exacta horses from the Grade 1 Winter Derby back in February, both trained by Monte Arosa. The winner of that race, number four, BP Cartel Policy, he has not run since, but had a very sharp gate work a couple of weeks ago to keep him kicking over nicely. Ready for It, who finished second in the Winter Derby, is a subsequent stakes winner of the James Smith Memorial. So that's a hot hand for Monte Arosa in the Dillingham tonight.
And as far as tomorrow night, the very first Futurity of the year, the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, that'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to seeing that on Sunday.
Yes, $250,000 purse, grade two for the two-year-olds at 300 yards. There's a lot of interesting records and streaks in play. Fillies have won the last four runnings of this race. The last three of them have been trained by Monte Arosa and part-owned by Randy Young. Young has a share in one of Arosa's two finalists, Hey Was. So those streaks are alive. But as far as records in the kindergarten are concerned, all roads pass through trainer Jaime Gomez, who has eight victories in this race to his credit, shoots for a record-extending ninth. He has two horses in the final. One of them is one of the three fillies in the field, number 10, Play Misty, whose owner, Dutch Masters 3, is shooting for a record fifth win in the kindergarten Futurity. So there's streaks galore on the line here, and records to be extended depending on the outcome. It's a very open race. The top two on Ed Burgard's morning line have the inside two post positions, and one's trained by Heath Taylor, one by Monte Arosa, and the Gomez Philly Play Misty out in gate 10 is the 4-1 third choice.
Well, Bob Ike, you've got 2 minutes to get a pick out of Michael Rona for tonight.
Yeah, Michael, let's get down to brass tacks. Post time tonight and your selection.
We kick off at 6:05 tonight, Bob, and I'm going to try to get the money early. Race one is a 4.5 furlong thoroughbred event for fillies and mares, and number eight, Modera, caught my eye in the gallop out as she contested a 2.5 furlong race down the entire length of the long stretch at Los Al. She gets back out around the turn to 4.5 furlongs tonight from the outside post position, jockey Francisco Orduna Rojas, who rode her last time for the first time, is back aboard. She takes a dip in claiming price. It's a very winnable spot for her. I think it's a good setup. Number eight, Madeira, in the first race, she is 5-2 on Ed Burgard's morning line.
That's number eight, Modera, race number one in Los Alamitos, 5-2 on the program for Michael. Michael, we're going to let you go. We're running out of time. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks so much, fellas. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. Bob, thanks for co-hosting. Want to thank all of our guests. We will be back next Saturday, Preakness Saturday, to discuss what's going on in Baltimore. Tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., Michael Wilman will be right here for Thoroughbred LA. Get out there to the races, have a good time, cash some tickets, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Good luck, everybody.
to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety-yak the street and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.